It was the 75th year of the gold medal basketball tournament, making it the oldest Lions Club event in the world. Haynes sent 3 men's teams and 1 women's team. The men's teams were divided into different brackets based mainly on age, but there was only 1 women's bracket. Elisa Besky played post for Haynes.
Yeah, we were definitely kind of like a senior team. The Prince of Wales girls were all like, they were really young. I think one of them was like a year out of high school. The girl that got MVP, who was an amazing shooter. But yeah, they definitely were young. But we ran with them. I was pretty proud of us.
Despite being pitted against younger teams, it was the Haynes women's team who brought home the only trophy for the Chilkat Valley. The team, made up of Melissa Ganey, Fran Daly, Hannah Mason, Stoli Lynch, Carly Spud, Amanda Painter, Elisa Besky, and Carrie Johnson, organized a Sunday night league over the winter. They played pickup games, touching the ball at least once a week. Most of the team played together in the Dick Hotch tournament in Haynes last month. And all the players except Johnson and Mason have played together in gold medal in previous years. But the women hadn't fielded a team since the Juno tournament resumed post-COVID. They practiced all winter, and they had their sights on gold medal as an end-of-season goal. The team left Haynes on the Sunday ferry. They arrived in time for their first game, a 9 p.m. match against Angoon. It was a blowout. Haynes won 53-37. On Monday, the women played Yakutat. A 10-point victory kept them in the winner's bracket, giving the team 2 days' rest before facing Prince of Wales on Thursday. During the rest days, the team kept trying to meet up and talk about the games, but they were never able to coordinate a team talk. Most of the women had brought their kids to Juno, and they're all different ages, with different schedules, and some would be napping while others were playing. But Besky told KHNS that despite the challenges of traveling with kids, the family atmosphere is part of what makes gold medals so special and so fun.
My son Eddie was there, and he learned to, you know, to clap when everyone else clapped and say score.
Haynes player Lisa Shove, whose father is a tournament Hall of Famer, said that she grew up going to gold medal, and it's one of her greatest memories. She says that the Lions Club treats everyone in the tournament like family, and that it was a no-brainer when she decided to bring her 2 kids with her to Juno. Several players told KHNS that they were overwhelmed by the community's support. They said that when they got home from the tournament, Haynes locals told them they'd listen to the games on the radio. And during gold medal, the Haynes High School girls basketball team stopped by to cheer. They were on their way home from their state tournament in Anchorage. Shove says that the community support started well before the team left on the ferry. Chilkat Indian Village paid the team's entry fee. And she says that Old Roots and Search also pitched in, along with other businesses.
A lot of times it's easy to ask for community support for kids because we all want to help our kids and give them all the opportunities in our Chilkat Valley. But as an adult, sometimes it can be hard to ask for that support, and it is kind of an expensive tournament.
Several players told KHNS that just registering for gold medal takes a big sacrifice. The tournament requires time and money, things mothers don't normally keep in abundance. But they all said it's worth it, and that playing basketball once a week over the winter is as good for their mental health as it is for their physical health. However, all the players I spoke with said the style of officiating in the gold medal isn't necessarily geared toward physical wellness. Elisa Besky says that the tournament is notorious for the refs letting the athletes hash it out without calling fouls. She says the games were extremely aggressive and that some athletes from her winter league don't play in gold medal to avoid injury.
You know, we're all comparing bruises and battle wounds at the end of the week, but nobody got hurt. Everyone stayed upright, which is the goal.
After 2 days of rest, the team faced Prince of Wales on Thursday. The young POW team came out of the gates hot, taking an early lead over Haynes.
And we were just kind of like stunned. So we were not expecting them to just come out and be, they like literally every shot they put up, it seemed like it was a swoosh. They had some really good shooters.
Haynes was down by 20 after the second quarter and never recovered. They lost to POW 29-68 in Thursday's game. The Haynes team faced Yakutat again on Friday in the semifinal. The game would decide which team would advance to the championship game. Besky told KHNS that it was a hard battle with a long gold medal history.
They beat us in the championship, I think, in 2018. So it always feels good to have a little redemption and beat them.
Haynes won 50-41, putting them back on the court against POW for the championship. For the final game on Saturday, the team switched from a zone defense to an aggressive man-to-man. The strategy worked, and at the end of the first quarter, Haynes led by 1 point. But POW started sinking shots in the second half, and the final score was 74-44. Besky said that the team played strong until the buzzer and used the opportunity to loosen up and take chances. All in all, she said it was a success. The team finished with smiles and all in one piece. For KHNS, I'm Jen Shelton.